Good morning. I'm laughing at myself because I've already poured my tea out. I brought a pot of tea out to pour out as I started the podcast. And I was setting up a photograph to go with today's podcast. And I automatically reached for my teapot and poured my tea out without thinking. So I've poured it out and drunk most of it as well before I've even started the podcast today. But never mind, these things don't matter. Good morning. It's Friday the 15th of March and this is the 420th episode of One Thing Today. If you subscribe to my free letter, the Important Work letter, you may have read yesterday my letter about micro-celebrating. And I'm declaring this month, or at least the next few weeks, as a month of celebration. And I've been—I had originally planned to start my month of celebration at the beginning of March, but the weeks have gone by very quickly, and I realised that I was pushing myself rather to make to get my celebrating fitted in, which seems a little mad. I was turning celebration into work, which is, of course, a mistake. Celebrating is a thing that we're supposed to do, I think, within our limits, within our available energy. And if we can't even celebrate within our limits and our available energy, there's something very wrong. So I've taken a pause, and I'm starting my months of celebrating now, in the middle of March, and deciding that's fine. So yesterday, I was writing about micro-celebrating, the idea that we can just take tiny moments, take little pauses, take little time out, and do something special just to celebrate the small things that we achieve. Of course, it's good to celebrate the big achievements too, but it's really useful, really good idea to celebrate the small things that we achieve too. And I think by doing that, we learn to really appreciate the small steps that we take. That helps us keep momentum with those small steps. And of course, those small steps are the things that build up into the big achievements. So it's really, really important to notice and appreciate and feel pleased with ourselves when we manage to take a tiny step. So I was talking yesterday about micro-celebrating, and I was talking, my favourite micro-celebration is to take a special cup, and my special cup is my Moomin mug, which you may have seen online in photographs and on videos, and to take some time out with that mug, which I only use when I'm taking a little time to celebrate, and it kind of makes the moment special. So today I thought it'd be rather nice if I could encourage you to make your one thing for today, digging out a cup that you really like, and making that your celebration cup, and then maybe taking some time to celebrate a tiny step that you've taken today, and really notice. You don't have to take long, 10 minutes, taking 10 minutes out of the day just to celebrate is a really, really good thing. It often feels at the times when we feel like there isn't time to pause, there isn't time to celebrate, that's where we most need to, because we're just not taking time to notice all that we've done. So I hope today that you can make your one thing for today, finding a cup that you really love and declaring it your micro celebration cup, and then get it out on a regular basis to celebrate a small step that you've taken. I'm looking forward to this month. I'm going to be having taking quite modest celebratory steps throughout the month. But at the end of the month, or rather at the beginning of next month, I'm going to Oslo to help Chris Gillebrew celebrate his accomplishment of visiting every country in the world. You may know that over the last few years, Chris has been travelling around the world, visiting every country, and he's made Norway his final stop. And to coincide with his 35th birthday, he's having a party, and I'm going to go. So I'm very much looking forward to that. It feels like quite a big thing for me to do, but also a rather nice thing to kind of make the culmination of my month of celebrating. So looking forward to that very much, and looking forward also to taking some smaller celebratory steps throughout the month. I hope wherever you are today that you can find that one small thing to do that moves your creative life on a little bit, that you can spend a bit of time celebrating that small step once you've taken it, perhaps with your celebratory cup. Have a lovely weekend. I shall be back on Monday with a little bit more. If you're listening to this podcast on Audioboo or on the main part of Sustainably Creative and you'd like to hear these podcasts every weekday, then check out sustainablycreative.com/members to find out how you can have these podcasts in your inbox every weekday. It would be lovely if you'd like to come and join us as a member of the site. Take care. Have a lovely weekend. I shall be back on Monday for members and in a couple of weeks for non-members. Take care. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.